It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in anytime is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I have a blank spot here on like what we're supposed to talk about. So what is who's bringing the topic?
Well, producer Porkchop noticed something yesterday.
And okay. I mean, not just yesterday, Alex. So I've only been your producer now on the Joe and Alex Show for 2 weeks. But that's, you know, that was long enough to notice something weird about you, Joe.
About me?
Yeah, there's at certain times you could be very awkward.
What do you mean?
So when we're having conversation with people, it's like on the radio, you're fantastic at ending the conversation. But in real life...
You're yes.
Terrible. 1,000% at ending it.
So uncomfortable.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Well, I could give a perfect example yesterday. We were talking to clients, and you were just talking and talking and talking, and I just had to jump in, and I don't know.
Well, you also, one woman you were talking to, and at the end of the conversation, you just met her. Liv, you will just absolutely die at this. He asked her if he could have a hug.
Oh, at Whataburger yesterday. Yeah, we were talking, everything was great, and then he asked to hug the general manager.
I am so tired of this double standard, because you hug people all the time. Liv hugs too, just because I'm a man?
No.
Seriously, stereotype. Much?
No, you do it randomly out of nowhere. We were talking to her. Yeah, you said, can I have a hug? She literally said no.
Liv, is it not? Liv, nothing is creepier for a woman than a guy saying, can I have a hug? Am I right?
That is just so weird and awkward. I'm cringing and having like third hand embarrassment right now, Joe.
Like, okay.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing too is Joe doesn't know when to shut up, but he doesn't. He runs out of things to say.
Yes.
So he just starts word vomiting this like weird personal information about himself.
Oh my gosh.
And also like self-critiquing himself.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Just berates himself. I told him that yesterday too. He berates himself because he thinks it's endearing, and I know that he's trying to be sweet and he's coming from a good place, but when he's feeling awkward or nervous in a conversation, he'll just start talking bad about himself, and that's even more uncomfortable. But yesterday,
well,
when we
Alex,
were leaving,
I got that from my father, okay?
Yesterday when we were leaving the building, there is a security guard here like mans a front desk.
Oh no.
And so there's one thing of like saying something sweet like how are you, how's your day going? That's like normal for anyone, okay? That's okay. That's acceptable.
Right.
But Joe literally sat there. I watched him. I was mind blown. He starts telling her his whole life story, how he got into radio. She's like working. He starts telling her all this, and I'm like, and it keeps going. It keeps going. In fact, she tried to get out of the conversation several times by saying she doesn't even speak English very well, and you kept going.
She said she couldn't hear me. She didn't say no English.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like Joe just doesn't see. He doesn't see that people are trying to get out of conversation. So here's the solution. Alex, Liv, we need to come up with some sort of secret code so that Joe knows, like, hey man, like, time to, like, I don't know, I might just have to butt in and so, hey, like, thank you so much like for meeting us. We gotta go.
Well, yes, you're like saying we need a wrap-up code for me?
Yes.
No.
So if we say something like, hey, we should go to Walmart. Like, that could be the code.
Or I think it even needs to be like a rub on the nose or even like a cough code. Like a.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of natural, but literally, like, Joe will also in conversations, like, when he runs out things to say, he'll be like, man. And he'll like sigh and stretch and then just keep going with more information.
What are you talking about right there? I don't do that.
Yes, you do. You're like, like you make like a noise and then like you kind of stretch and then you just go right back in with like admitting way too much information about yourself.
Oh my gosh.
I think we need to come up with a cough code so it's natural. The Walmart thing is a little suspicious.
Okay, well what happens when one of us is sick, see, and we go through allergies and then our real cough is going to get misinterpreted.
See, here's the thing. You guys like associate sometimes when I have conversations with people, going back to the lady who had a hard time speaking English or whatever it was the other day, you think that when I'm doing stuff like that, or when it was the clients and I was talking to them too and just having a general conversation, that for whatever reason I have a hard time wrapping it up. And what I try to do too is I'll kind of go on there, and I think it's good when you tell people about who you are so then they can share who they are sometimes.
Yes,
too, and that's a good reason to kind of, you know, just
Okay, you overshare. You go into too like much detail. You always have to tell people your whole radio story, like in every single person you meet. We were on the plane on the way here, and the pilot was just walking past, and he didn't even ask you, hey, man, what do you do? You just started telling him, hey, man, I work in radio, and I started in this market, and then I moved here, and then I did this, and I'm like, why are you sharing this?
We need the cough. Like, see, I tried to do it there, and I don't know, maybe the cough didn't work. Like, you're still just talking.
If you have a suggestion, can you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show for a wrap-up signal?
I got it.
Oh, God.
You know those leashes that they keep on children?
No.
Yes.
We just put one on Joe, we just yank it.
Or a shock collar.